But I appreciate you coming with me. I think I owe you now an event.
Yeah.
I don't know what that will be, but I will come with you now if you want to watch foosball or what are you into? What are you?
Bukkakis.
Ready in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And somebody's back to Judaism again.
Yeah.
Did you hear him
counting? I guess
counting?
It didn't stick as a.
What in the hell?
Definitely sad.
It is sad.
It is reality.
Yeah. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Just, you know, keep my shit tight and fucking
fuck shit up.
Fuck shit up all year. Yeah. Wreck shit. Fuck people up.
Fuck people up.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Boy, I didn't realize. You're so cool.
In a cool way. In a good
and
way.
And turns out it's a pretty
turns
cool
out
way.
It's a fucking good idea. Yeah.
Wow.
And you? Stop being
so fucking stupid.
There you go.
First of all. But I don't think women can prevent that. Like, I feel like that's just inherent to women, right? We learned that last week with Cobra.
I mean, didn't it exceed every expectation ever?
I mean,
like, sometimes, you know, we've had little run-ins, interactions with people we've featured. Yeah. And there's been great ones, you know, there have been great ones. As far as having someone we've profiled come on the show and, like, you know, obviously hanging out with Unc Shine for the YMH Live 7 was one of the greatest treats of my life.
Yes.
And,
I got to meet, what's his name, the truck driver?
Oh, yeah, Steve.
The Queens of Queens Above 18. That was really more than I expected.
Having
to.
Charles on and Elliot on was great.
Oh, and don't forget the famous Robert Paul Champagne.
Oh, my God, yes. But I think but none of it compares. None of it compares. I mean, Tate was like,
home run.
We had to wrap it up.
I know.
Like, he really was ready to keep going.
He was
fantastic. I mean,
yeah. And yeah. I think we have some Cobra Tate converts even.
Oh, yeah.
In this office.
There's people, I mean, also probably listeners are like, this guy's so brash and arrogant and all that, which, you know, he is.
Yeah.
But he's super entertaining.
Yeah.
Super funny. And an intelligent guy.
And he's got a lot of right ideas, definitely.
Yeah.
But super intelligent, my goodness. And you know, yeah, he's not for everybody.
No.
But it was cool that he let us be in his presence for as long as he did.
I was thankful.
And the jet was fired up and he
I'm glad
flew.
You weren't so dumb that you'd fuck it up. You know,
I was so afraid if
you
I
probably
could
had to suppress a lot of your own instincts. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah. I had to zip the lip a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't bring him two coffees. They
yeah.
did.
They did. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I'm serious. I think some of the boys are like converts now. Like they're going to.
He made me spit on my lap. You pointed out that I've been doing this with world-class comedians.
Yeah.
And I've never done that. And with him, I did.
You spit coffee out of your nose laughing at him.
I mean, I spit all over this laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you practically high-fived him on some of his beliefs about women and stuff. Jeez.
He earned those high fives for sure.
Are you going to be going to Romania anytime soon?
I'm trying to. I wish there was a little bigger comedy presence there, but I am going to do Europe at some point, and I will try to link up.
What do you think Cobra would do if I burped like that in front of him?
Oh, right? My God. If you were, like, on a date or something, it would be...
What would he do?
He'd probably...
Get up and
get up, put, like, crank up some... Ball up some cash and just, like, God. Throw it at you. Like, that's for the drink, bitch. And then walk out. And I think most of the restaurant would applaud.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty awful the way you belched.
It was, but you've taught me over the years.
That is not on me.
Yes, it is. I was a lady when I met you, and then you converted me into a real pig.
And that's not true.
Pigatron.
No.
I was so demure and sweet. And
no,
stuff,
you weren't.
And
you
like,
never were.
I just was wearing like flower prints.
You never had that phase.
What are you talking about?
I met you and you were a fucking derelict.
I know. I was a degenerate from J1.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't like me if I were a proper lady. I don't think we would ever have a rapport.
We can give it a shot. Yeah, we can try.
It's too late, dude.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were pretty savage like when I met you.
Was I?
Pretty much.
What was I like?
I mean, you were like, hey, and then you,
I was like a female what, wrestler or something?
Kinda, yeah.
Hey, hey, Tom.
Yeah.
And not like that.
You literally said, "I know a bar we could still smoke in."
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was more savage.
Kind of interesting.
I was like that guy in that documentary where he escapes from North Korea and he lives in South Korea, but he still has the ways of a Northern Korean person. Like, meaning, like, I just gotten out of my parents' house. I was like 28 when you and I started dating, and I was just like, like chain smoking, drinking a lot at night. And like, you know, reading Bukowski and just being fucking fired up and Jesus. Dark. I was very dark. I don't think you knew this, but when you weren't around me, it was like listening to dark music and reading subversive things and writing. And I was fucking out of my mind.
It's probably good I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have asked you out again. If I knew that was going on, I'd been like, ew, maybe take her to the fucking hospital, you know?
That's not true, though. Remember that one time we went out for buffalo wings when we first started dating? I was eating at my favorite buffalo wing place. And I was like, I'm never getting married. Marriage is for fucking suckers. I hate it. Da-da-da. Yeah. And your dick couldn't get any harder. Let's be honest. You like that a little bit, that I was like, I'm not fucking getting a relationship. Super lames for idiots. Mm-hmm. Marriage is for fucking posers. Look at you smiling right now. See how much you like it?
It's funny to hear your recap. That's all.
Well, what was it like?
No, it was kind of like that. And I was like, hold on a second, bitch. yeah, it's true. It's true.
I was like that. Why did you stick around if I was so anti?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
because it felt safe. Like you didn't have to
maybe
really put out emotionally. Because I was like, dude, listen, I'm fucking broken, homie.
Yeah, and I probably it probably speaks to how broken I was, where I was like, oh, this chick's all fucked up. I like her, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And that was our first date. The first time you asked me out, you go, you want to go hiking in Runyon Canyon? And I go, no, I'm sorry. No, I like you, but
yeah.
I don't hike. I don't want to give you the illusion that I hike. Yeah, yeah. And you're going to be very disappointed when you find out I'm not that girl.
You definitely don't. I've learned that. Yeah.
But that's when I said, I know a bar we can smoke in. You want to go there instead?
Yeah.
And back then, that was rare because they were locking it down in California. So I did know like the last few bars.
It was
you
on
could smoke.
Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Pasadena.
Yeah.
It was called The Colorado.
Oh, The Colorado. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
You held the burp in.
Yeah, I'm not like you.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's called respect.
And you're right. I'm not a good hiker. This morning, we did a hill. I did your hill, your infamous. You can do it more than one time, Hill.
Yeah, yeah. And how did you?
It was fucking hard, bro. I'm not going to lie.
And also, you didn't complete the hill.
Nope. No. So what I would do is, so you would go up and then I'd let you. I mean, you would get up ahead of me and I'd follow. You'd tag your thing, turn around, come back down, and then I'd meet you
and
down.
You'd be like, good to see you. And then you go down. Yeah. And then I'd beat you on the way down. And I'd turn around and go up, and you go, hey, and I'd meet you on the way up again.
See you later, so yeah.
You stay kind of in the middle zone.
And can I tell you, though?
Yeah.
Such a workout. I'm so fucking exhausted from that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I'm a smaller animal than you, though. I'm an ostrich. I can't run as much as a bear.
Yeah.
By the way, we determined that I was an ostrich on the last episode.
You look exactly like
I think
an
you guys are 100% right, because we were in the house, and I was like,
yeah.
It's great. I feel like I'm finally complete now that I know my animal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am so excited about this episode.
Are you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What do you got up your sleeve?
Nothing. Just real excited.
Lies. What do you have up your sleeve?
Nothing. Let's start the show. You ready to start?
I'm ready. I'm terrified, though.
No. It's nothing like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. There's just a lot of horrible things we're going to share with people.
Yeah, it's just going to be fun.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I just don't know, because sometimes you have things like audio of me doing something horrible.
Oh, no, no.
I just want to know if it was that.
No, I just mean Happy New Year.
Okay.
Twerk, why you want me to twerk? Hey, I'm going to tell you this, look, and I'm going to say it loud, and bro, I'm a man. You're never going to catch me twerk. What is that? What kind of man twerks? You ain't never seen a man that twerks. Stop telling me to twerk. Juan R4, thank you for your follow, amigo. Really appreciate you.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
No, I'm in the fucking stand.
Well.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and Christina Pajitson. Welcome to your mom's house.
So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Once again, acknowledge Cobra Tay. Thank you for your presence and your lessons, life lessons. Can't wait to see you again. So, something happened today, 2 days in a row now. I didn't have eggs for breakfast.
Okay.
Now, I have been eating eggs for breakfast for about 15 years. And pretty much every time I sit down, I have my eggs, and then I have a problem, you know?
Yeah.
Sniff that one.
It's not good.
It's not good.
So, and I've been on kind of a health kick for like, you know, a little bit now. And so I do 5 egg whites, 2 whole eggs. Sometimes I add turkey slices, and then I have spinach. Anyway, it's like lean, high protein, you know, or not super high, but, you know, marginal amount of protein to get your day started. So that's what I've been doing. And always, always, always problems. So I haven't even taken it yet, but I have a food sensitivity test that I'm going to take.
Yeah.
I don't have food allergies. I've had food allergy tests.
So okay, so then explain to me what
a food
is
allergy is a highly reactive.
Highly, like
when you see someone's face.
Oh,
change,
right. That's like an seafood.
People use allergy, like colloquially, basically, and they don't know what they're actually. You know, like it's not the correct term.
Yes.
To use, okay.
Because people say I have a gluten allergy, so I don't.
An
eat pasta.
Allergy it's is like, very different. Okay. So, and I've been to the doctors about this. Like the sensitivity is what most people mean when they say food allergy. So anyway, I go ahead, I do the food allergy test, nothing. So I'm like, but man, this is so weird, right? So yesterday I get this idea. I'm like, it's been 15 years. I think something's up.
15 years of you eating eggs, your favorite morning food.
I mean, pretty much every
and
day.
Then yeah. Violent diarrhea.
Or even like, not even like, it's just not healthy, right?
So, but okay, so that's the thing. You're always like, it's not good. So what do you mean if it's not diarrhea?
Well,
what's the number we're looking at on the Bristol?
It just depends because a lot of times you have eggs over the years with different additions, right? I mean, think about the breakfast.
Veggies.
Right, or you
cheese.
you might have 2 eggs over easy with toast and hash browns. So that's a different combination of foods in your belly. And then sometimes you have it real clean, like I've been eating lately. That's a different combination. Sometimes you might have pancakes and eggs, or scrambled, you know. So all the different variables lead to some type of issue where, yeah, the stool chart is going from like 5, 6, 7. You know what I mean? It's going
to
be bad.
You bring it back up because I need to refresh
it's
my memory.
It's not a 7. I'm not like, that's not true.
So
7 means you're fucking sick.
Diarrhea.
It's water. It's just water. That's what Bristol Stool 7 is. So
hard sevens.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. So let's go back.
7 is just open a faucet. Okay. But like 5s and 6 are not good.
So 6 are you, I imagine. Okay. When I hear what's happening through the door,
you don't hear what's
I
happening.
I have for the last 17 years. And if you think I haven't, you're crazy. So I hear a 6. I hear a 6 with, it says mushy consistency with ragged edges.
Here's what it happens.
That's what I feel.
A lot of breakfasts just live in the 5 and 6 zone. They're just 5s and 6s. You know?
Soft blobs with clear cut edges.
Yeah, and what you want are 3s and 4s.
Oh, I have a 4 all the time.
Yeah, that's
what
you want.
I live by 4.
Well, here's what I did today.
Yeah.
I says to myself, I says, self.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yesterday as well.
Yeah.
I go, I'm just going to have something besides eggs.
Okay.
So I had a yogurt. Yesterday I had a protein shake first. Today I had a yogurt first.
Probiotic, very good to regulate your gut.
And I had one of those non-fat or I mean non-sugary one, like mm-hmm. zero sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So it has fat but no sugar. I ate it, had a coffee. I had a fucking four today.
See? See?
And then I had a protein shake. And then I had a little bit of what you had, the rice and chicken thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now you feel good.
I can't believe I have to say goodbye to eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It's irritating you. And the yogurt is so good for your gut. That's yeah. And not that sugary. We don't have that bullshit, that Yoplait with loaded with, you know, it's candy.
And also,
we get the Swedish kind or whatever that shit is, Finnish kind.
I kind of want to commend myself for solving this mystery. I did it. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Nadav
much.
Is giving you the approval
Thank
you deserve.
You.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. 12 years.
15.
15 years.
Probably more.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been eating eggs since high school, so it's probably like 30 years.
Yeah. But what a bummer. It's your favorite meal. Breakfast
it is my favorite thing.
You love eggs.
So maybe what I'll do is just shift to like pancakes and waffles only.
Just carbohydrates?
Yeah, and sugar. Tons of sugar. That's good for you.
Yeah, super good for you.
Yeah.
Ugh, you could do fake eggs. I don't know. Mm. No, dude. Shit is nasty. I try vegan meat. That's kind of stupid.
Yeah, that's gay as fuck.
I tried gay and retarded. Yeah. And I tried vegan cheese just to see. First of all, it's just as fatty as regular cheese, meaning the calories are the same.
Yeah.
So why am I fucking going to eat the fake ass cheese and still get fat? There's no point in
get
it.
Get the real cheese.
Get the real cheese.
You know, absolutely. Full fat milk if you're going to do milk. Yeah. Skim milk sucks.
Sucks a dog dick. It's the worst.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the worst.
So, So another thing. Some of you guys may have noticed, maybe on one of the live shows or here on these shows, a new face. I don't know if we did a proper introduction to Danny joining the team.
Oh.
Right? So Danny's been here for a few months working with us. And when I met him over Zoom. You know, we had a couple conversations, offered him a job, and he moved here. And very smart guy, you know, great work ethic. Really, I'm very happy, right, with the hire.
Lovely guy.
But when I met him, you know, he's a young guy, he's in his 20s. He had this beard, you know, put together. And like a little while after he got here, I would not see him for a minute, you know. I'd be like, I got on touring or something. Got back, and there was a period where I remember I got home, and I think you were like, hey, have you seen Danny's hair? And I go, yeah. And you're like, what's going on there? And I remember I saw it, and I was like, oh, fuck, this guy's depressed, you know?
yeah.
And it looked like he had put, like, a hat on, and he was, like, disheveled. And
yeah.
I remember thinking, like, oh, he's really going through something, you know?
Well, because even these photographs here don't really do it justice to how bad it was.
It was worse than this.
Sure.
And I remember thinking, like, there was the guy that I hired.
Right.
And then this guy, I was like, I thought, like, if I saw this guy in a mugshot, I'd be like, yeah, this is the kind of guy that gets arrested or something, you know? Like, it wouldn't be... And then all of a sudden, I think, what did you guys bring it up?
So one day, Danny shows up and he has a haircut. Now, because Danny is so new, I don't have the heart to tell him, hey, your hair is whack. We need to help you here. Because we're very good at Studio Jeans.
Yeah.
If someone's got something going on that's whack, we'll help them.
Sure.
But I didn't know him well enough. So he comes to work and his hair looks fantastic. And we all collectively have a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
And go, oh my God, thank God, Danny, you fixed your hair. It was so bad.
Can I tell you something? Quietly, I was really relieved too.
Yeah.
Like I was like.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing quiet about it. You looked me in the eye. Yeah, it looked like shit. It looked like shit.
I told you that after you got it cut?
Yeah. You guys didn't say shit while it looked like that.
Right.
And then I came to work and you went, thank God.
Oh,
that's all you said.
I did say that?
Christina went, hey, your haircut looks nice. And you go, you know what? You needed it really bad.
He remembers. You scarred Danny. Okay. Yeah.
And then you just got it cut again.
Yeah, I just got it cut again. Well,
it looks great.
I was looking like a low-value man. Yeah. And then I went, Oscar 2.0, war room. Then smoking cigars, testosterone. I got the beard coming in.
Dude, if you showed up in the war room with your old haircut, they'd be like, the first thing you need to fucking do is go get a haircut. You know, like if you showed up like in those pictures, they'd be like, "You cannot. You're not welcome in the war room."
Yeah, no, they would have kicked. They wouldn't have let me in.
No, but right
you
now,
you show up high and tight.
Yep.
All of a sudden, Cobra Tate's like, "This guy, let's make some money."
This guy fucks. Yeah.
You look like you make money right now.
Yeah.
That's the first step. I haven't made a dime, but the first step is looking like you make a lot of money.
You gotta look like it.
Yeah. Well, because I think people too, like, they're gonna see these photographs and they're gonna go, "Guys, you're being too hard on Danny." But these are actually flattering, because what it was way fluffier. So he had kind of like an afro. It was
you know what it looked like? It looked like you were the kind of person who's like, "Oh, I don't have $7. You know? Like when you meet somebody who's like, "Yeah, but that costs $7," and you're like, "Oh, okay."
You get a haircut. Like,
yeah,
bro.
You gotta get that done.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Look, everyone's happier.
Yeah, I moved out to Texas and I started watching Friday Night Lights. And I was like, "This guy Tim Riggin, fucks."
Yeah.
And I was like, "That could be me in a couple months."
Mm-hmm.
And then I went home and I, like, you know, I look at myself in the mirror and then I leave and I don't know what happens. And then I went home and I saw photographs of myself and I was like, "This needs to change right now."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
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 Did you look at yourself? Did you look deeply
into your
own
eyes? So
nobody
close to you?
Yeah,
nobody.
I looked at myself deep in my eyes and I went, "Offer that man." And thank God he said yeah.
Nobody close to you called out your hair when it was longer?
I don't know anybody in Texas.
No, but I mean,
guys,
like,
at home.
When you went home. When you went home, did anybody say
anything? Yeah. They're all like, "You look like shit." They're like, "Why'd you shave your beard, man? You're looking puffy. Like, you have a drink."
Maybe it was the lack of the beard and then the big puffy hair.
Yeah.
Because you really have to think about the symmetry of one's face.
Mm-hmm.
You got to balance things out, right?
But look, man, it's good now.
No, we're so happy for
and
you.
And all we know is, like, we hope you're on a schedule.
Yeah, I've got my guy now. I go in there twice a week. They still don't know my name.
Twice a week is good.
Twice a week, yeah. I got to keep it fresh.
Yeah. Well, good. Happy to hear it.
Yeah, I'm so much happier. Everybody's happier in the world when Danny's hair looks better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bummer to have him on the crew at that point. Well, I didn't know if I could get close to him or not.
Right.
Because I was like, this guy doesn't have good sense.
Yeah.
We don't know if he has good judgment.
Yeah.
I don't
and now
trust
you know
his judgment.
All of my deepest, darkest secrets.
Oh, my God.
We don't know. Let's.
So good. If you haven't listened to the episode with Chase O'Donnell on Where My Mom's At, Danny makes the most amazing confession. I don't want to spoil it, but we discussed, I'm just going to put the question, when did you lose your virginity was the question. And Danny's story shocked the hell out of everybody.
It's probably the best story.
I've never heard it so before in my life. Yeah, Where My Mom's At episode with Chase O'Donnell, recent.
Another thing that we did recently, again, to celebrate the end of last year and coming into this year, is that we had an employee outing.
Yes, we did. We took them to a fine steakhouse, and the waitress comes out and she's like, "Do you want what? Basically, what prime aged beef would you like with your lobster tails, everybody?"
Yeah, prime or dry aged.
Yes, and
or the Wagyu level, and yeah,
drinks. We had appetizers, desserts, the whole shebang.
Yeah, it was a first rate dinner.
First rate dinner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you like the dinner?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was incredible. You guys,
and then
such great food.
You
such
had to
great
split
food.
After dinner.
Well, yes, our nanny had to go home. I had to go, you know, take care of the kids, sure.
Mm-hmm. And then I gave out the gifts.
Yes.
I recorded them for you.
I love those videos of you guys opening your gifts.
Yeah.
So funny. And really high quality items.
They were blown away.
I got a pepperoni blanket for Nadav.
Loved it.
The pepperoni pizza.
I've already slept with it.
Yeah. And he got his very own portable urinal.
He did.
Yeah, you completed the set. You gave me a toilet light last year. Now you gave me the portable urinal. I can tell what you want me to do.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I really would like the portable urinal.
Yeah, I'll get you
one. I've been pissing
one.
In my car a lot, so.
Done.
Sometimes with the kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Just I'll be like, it's going to be a real fucking thing to get them out of the car to go pee, so I'll just piss here in this bottle.
You're teaching them to piss in bottles in the car. You know that's what you're doing, right?
No, they don't know what's happening.
They know what's happening.
They don't.
They don't hear the sound of the
no,
piss
because
hitting
I'll do it when I'm like, what do you guys want to listen to? And they'll be like sitting there distracted and I'm pissing this bottle.
Juju sees you pulling your dick out in public. You're pulling your dick out in the car in public and urinating into a can. What are you peeing into?
Just fucking whatever's around.
I'm going to barf. Are you leaving it in there? I know you're not.
I leave it in there for the drive, but then as soon as I park, I empty it. Yeah, of course.
And people see you emptying a piss cup?
Sometimes, yeah.
You know, it's like a big thing of yellow, just like this. Yeah. And you're like, da la la. And then everybody's like, isn't that Tom Segura over there? You know people recognize you constantly now.
Well, I say it's lemon lime Gatorade. I just pour it into a different bottle. You know?
That's so good. What a good lesson to teach our sons. Thank you for that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Oh, hey, did you notice anything else in your gift bag?
A nice holiday card.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice bonus.
Oh, so you did get it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you have one, any?
I did. It was very nice. I was actually going to give you a big thanks after today's show. But I feel like maybe it was too late now.
You know who did thank me?
Who?
Chris Larson.
Wow. Chris Larson's a good boy. Who else?
Danny.
Oh, Danny's a good boy, too.
I sent a text to Christina saying thank you.
Which phone?
The one that you texted me on asking me if I had the thing in my bag.
Oh, I was a little drunk. Sorry.
All right. I did say thank you. And I said, pass it on to Tom, please.
Okay. Well, we can. You want to check the record, Your Honor? I was drunk. I'm not going to lie.
Let's see.
Fucking cunts. I can't see shit. I don't know. Hold on. Okay. You read it. Read the exchange.
Okay.
Because he didn't initiate thank you. What did I text to him first? I prompted the exchange, didn't I?
Oh, you did. You said, you guys know your bonus checks were in the bags, right?
Just to make sure, because I'm like, you know, I didn't just get you a fucking pepperoni blanket like an asshole.
He said, I figured it out. Thank you guys so much. Very generous.
Oh, you did thank. Okay.
Appreciate both of you a lot.
Okay. And what did I write back? You stupid Jew.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't see that. Okay, so good. Okay.
Wow, you mean you really threw me for a loop here, not sharing that.
I was drunk. I mean, I drank a lot of wine, and then I came home and I was like, burp.
I was really looking forward to shaming him, but he...
Sorry, I'm sorry. Well, he could have texted you. I mean, he could have texted you directly.
Well, you know, you guys live together, so I imagine... Sorry?
He could have texted you directly.
That's true.
And also, you pulled up this morning to the office and there was no space for you.
Yeah, that's another thing. I pulled up and there's all these like front of the door spaces. And they were all taken. So I have to walk further. And then I get here and their fucking control room is enormous. Mm. What are we going to do for Danny and Chris for thanking us?
Good boys. Good boys get thanks.
Yeah.
Good boys. You ever remember Highlights magazine, Goofus and Gallant?
Pull it up.
Go ahead. And Goofus and Gallant. Gallant teaches you what not to do in the world. I mean, Gallant teaches you the good thing, and Goofus teaches you what not to do. See? So read it if you can see what Goofus and Gallant do.
Hit that one. Is that which
one? No, the right one. That's the one I grew up on, that old
that
school.
That one right there?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Oh, boy. Oh, dear.
It's not great resolution.
Yeah, well, read it out loud to us. Read it.
No, I mean, I can't read it either. Yeah. Here, I'll find a better one.
It's just low res. But the whole point of them is to...
Those are new. I like the old school Goofus.
Show you...
Good behavior?
That one's legible. Like, right? Legible? Goofus runs with the scissors pointing up. Gallant walks with the scissors pointing down.
Yeah.
Right.
So who are you going to be? Are you Goofus or Gallant?
Are you going to be Nadav and Eni or Chris and Danny?
Right.
That's right. That's a good point.
This is a fun game.
I think, but Chris and Danny are good boys.
Yeah.
So how do we reward good boys?
I think we should send them on a trip.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Where should we send them?
I don't know. Somewhere fun.
Mexico?
Okay. Maybe we have to see if they have their passports.
I'm sure we can get it done.
Yeah.
Great.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They could go to Romania. Go to fucking Tate's Boot. I don't know if they'll come back. So we don't want to send them to Romania. Chris got a taste of the strippers at the live show, kind of shifted his, you know.
Well, I suggest that we send Chris to Hedonism.
That'd be great.
In Jamaica.
Jamaica.
I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah. He's just knee deep in Jamaican pussy for a weekend. Yeah.
Well, Danny's single too.
Yeah, they could go have some fun.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we should send them to like a singles place like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Club Med or something.
Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They deserve a trip. Good boys say thank you. Good boys get a trip.
Yep. I agree. And I take it the next time I pull up here, there'll probably be a space out front, you know?
Yeah.
That'll probably be a normal thing. And I hope the control room is a fucking hell of a lot smaller. All right.
Yeah. I agree, Tom.
Speaking of
parties, I'm the good one today. You guys are the bad ones. I'm just glad to be on the good team today. I'm on Tom's good side. Notice? It's nice to not be the target of your wrath. Yeah. It's someone else's. Yeah. Someone else's.
You have
today.
To stop commenting, Daddy, on all of my posts. I ain't your daddy. I hate to break it to you, but I ain't your daddy. And your real daddy's probably getting his feelings hurt. I appreciate the support. It's a little weird, but I do appreciate the support.
How do you like that?
I liked it. I don't think he understands the daddy.
I don't think he does either.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they're calling you daddy. Zaddy.
We didn't even comment on Daddy Lalagon at the top. He's still fired up, and then he still gives time for his shout-outs, which is so cool.
Takes it back to being reasonable.
Thank you for supporting
me. And appreciative and polite. Like, thank you for the bonus. Like, he says it.
So look, obviously, see, you're not going to listen to my orders that I command to you, okay? So you hear me? So look, bro, you're not going to listen to me when I tell you to stop commenting, Daddy, stop calling me Lalo, stop doing this. And bro, you keep in my comment section telling me, do I like men? I like women. I like women. Don't ever say that again. You hear me? I like women. Don't ever say that again in my comment section. You hear me? Don't ever say that again in my comment section, bro. Now have a good rest of your day.
It's the best.
God, I wish we could see. I would.
It's the best.
I would love to, but he wouldn't deliver. Not like in a Tate way. You know what I mean?
No, you know, I do think. I think Cobra has an awareness,
a spark,
a chutzpah, if you will, very rare. That he needs to. Oh, that's a Jew word. Yeah, he knows the Yiddish word.
Confirmed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very rare. He's very charismatic.
Yeah.
Very, very unique person. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's funny because we were talking at dinner. There was one point in the interview where I was like, you know, Cobra, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then all of you thought I was going to say, I would have banged you.
Yeah.
Everybody at the table was like, Christina, you're going to have to. I'm like, no, dude, 10 years ago, I was with him. I'm like, 10 years ago, I would have argued with him about his viewpoints. And then you get older and you're like, I'm not going to
argue with anybody.
Anybody's mind about anything. It's not
no, I totally. I think everybody did. You were like, you know what, I know something,
man? Yeah.
10 years ago,
no.
You were like, oh, okay.
No.
But also I thought, and then you said, you know, I would argue with you then. And I said, I bet you that's actually how he gets laid a lot.
Yeah.
Because I've been around guys like him, like socially.
Yeah.
And they always engage that woman who wants to argue. And then all of a sudden they leave together. And you're like, oh. Yeah. It's like,
she's like, you're such an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's fuck. Like,
why am I not? Yeah. It's almost like that negative.
Yes.
You know?
It's negging, mm-hmm. as Mystery would say. He'd be like, you're not that pretty. Yeah. What? What do you mean I'm not that pretty?
Yeah. I think your hair probably looks better if it's pulled back.
Yeah. Huh? You're like, what? Yeah. Oh, this is our Dumb Bitches podcast. Yeah. Those girls would have
there
sex
he is.
With Mystery. Yeah.
Eric Von Markovic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. This is a great show. God, yeah. I can't get enough of Mystery.
Does it say in his Wikipedia what he
Like, what? How does he make money?
No, just like, what's he is do? This like current? Like, is he still? Because I remember that thing was that was a while ago, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early the last 2000s. Thing says 2004, 10 to 2000. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when that's when it was on TV, right? Was it VH1 or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, he's 50 now.
Yeah, I remember he was wearing that ridiculous fucking outfit.
The steampunk goggles show. And the he looked like dumb shit.
He looked like the singer from was it Virtual Insanity? Like that song you were talking about?
Jamiroquai?
Like Jamiroquai. Yeah, he looked like he was in Jamiroquai.
I can't believe I knew that.
Yeah.
I don't know anything, and I knew Jamiroquai.
He looks like he's fucking in Jamiroquai.
Oh, yeah, he does, yeah. Dude. The hat, totally.
Yeah.
What happened to Jamiroquai? He was good, too.
He's probably a pickup artist now, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Virtual Insanity.
That was a jam, though.
It was a jam. I thought he was black, Jamiroquai.
I don't know.
He doesn't look black there.
Yeah, he probably, you know, stayed out of the sun.
yeah. Oh, God, is that him now? No.
No, he didn't raid the Capitol.
Okay, thank God.
I bet he kind of looks like that, too. Yeah. Well, that song was a hit. But, yeah, that mystery guy looked so ridiculous. Yeah. I remember watching that show because that was, what, was it early 2000s?
Early 2000s, great show.
And you're like, what? Is this the way you get chicks?
It is, apparently. It's the dumb ones. You know, the ones with severe
problems. That's the thing, though. It works. It works on the broken girl.
Broken. If you want to get laid, that's the demo. The yeah. girl that, you know.
I would still, here's the thing. I would still watch his show. If this was like a current yeah. show, if he's doing it, nothing more fun than watching guys try to get laid.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And I would like to see a reboot of him at 50 and how does, because yeah. you can't do all this nonsense at 50. So maybe he's got a suit on. Maybe he's trying to be the baller.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. You can't, that's a bad, oh yeah, hit his Twitter. That's his Twitter there.
So he's still got
bad
the
advice
piercings.
is because some people try to do this, try to be a baller. You don't want to ever try to do something that you have to fully pretend to be. You know what I mean?
Right. It's
like for getting laid. So if someone's like, fucking pretend that you're rich or something, it's not, you know, it's not who you like. It's better to have game, something to say, than to be like create an illusion of like wealth. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's dangerous to lie about wealth.
Of course.
Too. Yeah.
Because then, I mean, yeah, even if it does work, you know.
Well, he looks
it's,
good.
It's going to work once. No, he looks fine. Yeah.
He's
but
got
I wonder
the flavor
what he's saver. What he's doing for like for if he's still.
Last tweet is 2019.
Last 2019. What does it say?
Having fun in Vegas.
It does say pickup artists. So he's probably still teaching. I mean, he's still probably that guy that like teaches people how to pick
Great.
Up chicks. You know what the thing is? It's that pickup artist has a stigma. And really what you want from this guy is teach you how to engage
mm-hmm.
conversation.
How
That's
to
really
talk
what,
to women.
He's helping people who like, I don't know how to talk.
Let me tell you something. So I started watching the Netflix reboot of The Real World, basically. It's the same premise. They take, you know, 6 or 8 young people. They put them in a
they
house.
They have it on Netflix?
Yes. So Netflix redid it in Austin here.
Yeah.
And they took kids from everywhere in fall of 2021, put them in, you know, 2 different houses. Now they do it. The boys and the girls are separated. And it's the same thing over and over. Now, here's the best part. The hot black chick, where is she? She's a gorgeous girl. There she is. She's into the fucking nerd, the one who wants to be a stand-up comic.
That guy?
He has zero game, and she's so taken, in the first episode anyway, I don't know where it goes, but she's so taken by him.
The
because,
shirtless guy
yes,
is the comic?
Yes, he's like brand new stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And she's-
Big Bert fan?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think what she's taken by is that he is like not self-conscious.
Yeah.
Like he's so, who he is, he's so grounded in who he is. That's attractive.
That's
is what
attractive,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't need money. You don't need a car.
Right.
But if you're grounded, you know who the fuck you are, or at least you're honest about, or it reads as honest.
Yeah.
I think that's very attractive.
I think you're totally right. Ultimately, what works is authenticity, right?
Yeah.
And you actually find that you're attracted to people that are, you know, you can get,
yes.
you can get whatever, swindled by somebody that's not. But what really attracts you is when somebody's genuine.
calm energy, and yeah. they're just like, look, this is what it is. So I started watching this because, you know, I loved The Real World. I love reality shows. And it's so funny because I thought, oh, it's going to be so different in 2021 compared
same
to the
shit,
real
world. Different toilet.
Same shit, different toilet. 20 years later, these dumb motherfuckers are doing the same shit we were. Okay. So episode one, guess what they're doing? Hooking up in the pool. Yeah. You dumb fuck. Don't you know you're going to live with these people for 2 months?
Yeah.
And 2 weeks from now, you're going to be taking a shit with the door open in front of that
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to fuck him. So this is rule. This is like reality show 101 of The Real World and Road Rules. Never hook up with your
roommates,
yeah. because they're going to be your bros for the next 2 months.
Yeah.
So I waited to hook up until the camera stopped rolling, at least, and I made out with the Puerto Rican Oscar on the wrap when we wrapped up, but didn't fuck any cast members.
It's a real nice story.
Thank you. And I didn't let them get me on camera doing anything.
That's smart.
Stupid.
That is smart.
Yeah.
I probably would. I was so self-conscious at that age. I probably would have been like you. I've been like, no, wait, and then camera's off.
And you know what's so funny, too, is they're all like, I'm just so excited to get a trip to Austin and like a chance to start my life. And it's like, you can move to Austin without a camera crew following.
Yeah.
Like, you just
most
need to,
of us have.
You can just get together some money, save your money, and yeah. you can move to Austin and not have to. But I was so stupid when I was that age. I was like, because I just come back from studying abroad, and I was like, I just want to travel again. And then the Road Rules thing, I was like, I get to travel? Okay.
Yeah.
Here's my life. Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Sign off on
fucking
it.
Idiot.
Yeah.
But I saw the blonde girl say it. She's really cute. She's also a bisexual. So that's a new addition to this generation. Big deal.
Yeah.
She's a bisexual. I think we had a bisexual in the real world, too.
Oh, you did?
Not on my season, but like the later ones.
What season were you? I know the
Road
Rules
6, Australia.
Six? There was five before you?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And then like 20 million after me. Like people yeah. that they just took off the internet to do the show. They didn't even cast them. It was so weird. Anyway, they're so dumb. They all want the same things every dumb person wants. To hook up. I just want to find myself. We'll follow what I'm doing. Tom, do the 20-year-old girl voice. I love it.
I love the 20-something show. Definitely gotta find out who I am and experiment.
That's all I. Yeah. And there's this one scene where they're
and
like,
Papa and I get him up. Let's suck this dick in the backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. There is one scene where they just go to a bar in Austin, just a bar. It's not anything like it's a bar, and they're just like, we're in a bar, and I'm like, can you even remember being that excited about being in a fucking bar? Like,
not really.
Who cares?
But I don't think I ever was that excited.
I don't think I ever was about just a bar.
I always hated wooers, you know, like woo, like all those, the fucking worst.
We went to a live event here in Austin. I dragged you to a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
And Charlie Brown Christmas, kind of a subdued crowd. Okay,
it's kind of
a lot of middle-agers, older people. If you like the music of Charlie Brown, you're of a certain age, certain type. Okay, but next to us was a younger chick, and she was all about letting people know that she was into Vince Guaraldi's music. Do her whistle.
She was just like, woo, 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 woo.
And then she would go, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah,
like the cops. You know,
that's
whoop,
right.
Whoop,
yeah,
whoop.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
we're like,
whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we get it. You've got a special.
And she sat right next to us.
Right next to us.
Yeah, you like this music more than anyone likes this music. Because you make a special sound that no one else is making.
Yeah. It felt like she needed to be heard and seen and validated.
Yes, for someone to be like, have you noticed this fan? A more valuable fan than everybody else here.
Right. It was an attention-seeking behavior.
Yeah.
And I resent loud wooers, people that do the whistle, like, at events. Yeah. You're like, what do you do? Get your fingers out of your fucking mouth.
I can't do it. Like, that whistle that makes you, like, you're like, is your dog here? Why would you fucking do that, man? We're indoors.
Yeah.
I don't know how people can do that sound.
I don't know.
Aggressive.
I know, and people love doing it. I'm sure at football games, you've been to a million.
Yeah, but there it kind of bleeds into everything else, right?
Oh.
But, like, you're, like, because you're also outside.
Yeah.
If you're at an indoor place and someone does that whistle.
At a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Whistle that would make a golden retriever stop running. It's fucking scary.
Whoop, 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 whoop. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound. Is that a go?
Yeah,
that's the sound of the police. Oh, yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, KRS,
man. That's the sound on the street.
Absolutely.
He knows. How does it go in? He's saying, whoop, whoop. That's the sound
of
the
police. Nah, he did it. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beat.
Yeah, it wasn't that concert, any. It was do 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 do.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police.
It was not the Boogie Down Bronx.
Do 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 do
do do do do.
And the Peppermint Patty theme, huh?
Yeah, that chick was crazy, man.
Yeah, she and she, you know what I noticed too, is that so her beau was sitting behind her. I don't know if you caught this. Maybe
yeah,
you're
yeah,
pepper.
I did.
And they were using really like flowery language to joke with one another, like, "Well, that's a regular inconsistency in my plan," or like they were bantering in a way that was like dorky.
Yeah,
like,
well, just, they were dorks. You didn't pick up on that. They were super fucking dorks, like the majority of the people there.
Hey!
I was definitely an outsider in that group.
I appreciate you coming with me.
Yeah, it was fucking dork central.
I appreciated you coming. I was crying so much during Christmas time is here.
Yeah.
Happiness. It's the saddest Christmas song and I love it.
Yeah, it was beautiful music. I also was completely confused. I thought we were going to see like an orchestra perform.
So did I.
And it's a three-piece band. There was a guy on drums, a guy on cello, and a piano player.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I really thought we were going to see like the, you know, like the LA Philharmonic, like the a whole elaborate thing.
Well, so did I. When I bought the tickets, it was at the Paramount.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, gosh, this many people want to see Vince Guaraldi's music. This is going to be a big event. And we get there and we get in the line and oh, the line's all the way back there. We're like, gee, I had no idea. And people are wearing, you know, their Christmas outfits. And I was like, this is going to be rad. And then we hear them behind us. Some drunk girl walks by and goes, what are you guys in line for? And then this guy's like,
pretty good.
Did you like that one? Yeah. Remember her? And then this guy's like, it's La Cage aux Folies. It's a Christmas drag show. And I was like, what? We're not in line for that, bro.
And then somebody asked me, and they were like, what are you going to see? And I was like, it's Charlie Brown Christmas. And they're like, that's not what this is.
And so our line was significantly smaller, and it was in the smaller theater of the venue.
The
so,
state theater,
yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's where they, that's one of the places where they go, grab a mask.
Yeah.
And you had to grab a mask to walk through the lobby. And then it's a small theater. It's a couple hundred seat theater.
Yeah.
And then when you sit down, you could take your mask off. And I was like,
what's the point of living? Yeah.
This doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well,
anyway.
That's what that is, bros. But I appreciate you coming with me. I think I owe you now an event.
Yeah.
I don't know what that will be, but I will come with you now. If you want to watch foosball or what are you into? What are you?
Bukkakis.
Bukkake.
I'll think of something.
You know what I would like to see? An MMA fight.
You want to go to a fight?
You go see Joe commentate. I'd love to come.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. Those are really fun.
Yeah.
Those are really fun. The atmosphere is like, it's unlike anything else.
How long do they go for? How long do they kick each other?
It's hours long. But I mean, you know, it's a different fight every time. So what happens is you get there, you know, the event kind of starts. I would say it's probably, I don't know, 3 hour plus event. But, you know, you're watching the lower tier kind of fighters.
In the beginning.
And then the later the show goes, you move to the main card, which is, but there's also, you know, you can walk out, get something to eat, something to drink. You have access to kind of walk back and forth. And if you're with him, you have these incredible seats.
Good.
You sit right there at the cage.
I want to see the sweat.
Yeah, you'll see it. You see people's fucking face get butt. Yeah. Oh, it is insane. Well, you know, because fights are inherently exciting.
Yeah.
And you're watching top level fighters. It's funny because I saw the highlights from what does Barstool do? They do the backyard
rough and rowdy,
and like how poorly those guys fight because they're regular guys.
Yeah.
And it's a great concept. It's like a brilliant concept, but it's like a couple guys like challenge each other, talk mad shit, but they're not pro fighters.
I like this idea.
So it's a great concept, but as soon as you watch like the first frame, you're like, oh my God, these guys do not know what they're doing. And they end up hurting each other. Like, they end up, you know, still having the result you want to see from a fight, but you're just watching, you know, not professionals. And you watch fucking like a UFC fight.
That's what I want to see.
The best fighters in the world.
I want to see. You know what I think? You just gave me the best idea for a reality show. Mm. Hear me out. It's called Beef.
Mm-hmm.
Not the strip club that you love in London,
shout
Ontario.
Shout out to London, Ontario, Canada. The Beef Baron.
Yeah, but okay. It's two guys who fucking hate each other, right? And you just like, I hate Sam because he stole my girlfriend in fucking seventh grade. I've been thinking about this motherfucker for 20 years. I want to fight his ass. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy is like, I hate Tony. This piece of shit thinks I stole his girlfriend. She's my wife. We have five kids now. Fuck you, Tony.
Yeah.
And then they meet. And then we just watch them fight in a parking lot. And then at the end, they're like, I love you, man. Like, because you know how guys
sometimes
actually make up
there was
after
like a
fights?
There was a real, I guess, one that made the rounds of that. Because I don't know if that's how the origins of these rough and rowdy ones, like if it starts with a personal vendetta kind of challenge like this. But
great show.
There was one where a guy knocked somebody out, I think one of the more recent ones, and then like continued to say the wildest shit, like as he was leaving the ring, and it was pretty nutty. I mean, he was super disrespectful.
Still mad.
Oh yeah, like super disrespectful. It's on their Instagram, and he's saying the craziest shit. If you pull up the their Instagram, I don't know if it's that one or the Rough and Rowdy Instagram.
But why is it that physical confrontation is what works with men? It generally tends to get it out, and then you guys are bros, 'cause right?
Sometimes. Yeah. We see that second one there? That could be it.
It looks very good. We have Noah DiCaprio, big bad booty daddy, 1-0.
Yeah, that's the guy.
He called out Bobby Lang.
So he called somebody out.
Listen, if you want Bobby Lang, you got to win a big fight in an impressive fashion versus Chris Green, the Hammer Man.
He said he's going to fuck Bobby Lang's wife.
Oh, shit.
Super disrespectful.
I like the announcer.
Can you scroll on this? Bobby Lang. Go to the far right there. Is that post-fight? Okay, fight's over. You win, right? So it's like you said?
Yeah, he's like, fuck you, dude.
I'm looking at him, so, right?
He's still giving him the fucking...
But wait, hold on. So it's super disrespectful because you already win the fight, right? But hold on. Let it play. Right here.
More disrespectful before, during, or after what you just did.
Fuck all these fucking inbred trash in this fucking arena. They can suck my fucking dick. And Bobby Lang, you small dick spineless fuck. You're afraid of Shaw. I told you to fuck your wife. I'm gonna eat her fucking pussy like a hungry hippo. Where the fuck are you, Bobby? You're nowhere to be found, you cowardly fuck. And the CEO of fucking Business Insider, Henry Blowdick. You're a fucking coward. I will fucking murder you in this motherfucking ring. Bring anybody in your security detail. Julian Black, last 30 douche, she's fucked. I don't give a fuck. Anybody out there supports any of them? You guys, anybody supports mandatory vaccinations? You ain't fuck you ugly fuck. Hey.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't even know who.
See what I mean?
That was I could watch that forever.
So, but it also kind of negates where you're like, after the fight.
I guess, he's still fired up.
Yeah.
But did he fight the guy long enough? Maybe he wanted to do more damage.
I don't know. Obviously, there's a history leading up to that. Because he said somebody
like
called somebody. That's what I'm saying. I don't know the setup. I don't know if the setup is similar to Beef or how it got
Beef.
There. Yeah.
I like Beef setup better. Yeah. You really get to highlight what it is that the two guys hate about each other.
Yeah.
I will say, bad strategy on that other guy's side to show up in like, khaki dark pants or dickies or whatever. Like he wore full pants, bro. You can't move.
They're not real fighters
in pants. I know, but he should have worn shorts like the other guy. At least look the part, right?
By the way,
you can't fight in slacks.
No, you cannot. You shouldn't be fighting in slacks. Do you remember the gag couple where the guy makes it and then the lady can't?
I don't
stop
like
herself?
This couple.
Why? They're hilarious.
Yeah, for you, but for me, it's.
Oh come on!
I don't like the barfing.
Stop.
I'm gonna get you again. I know. Let's do it again. No. What happens when I do this?
Stop.
You know the drill.
There it is.
I just ate.
You just hurt me. All right, fine.
Well, we played them a bunch, and then they watched YMH.
Shut the front door.
So this is them watching.
Shut up.
YMH.
Is she going to barf watching herself?
I don't know.
So I'm going to eat it all at once, just for you guys.
Laura, are you watching the YMH podcast? Laura?
We're on it today.
We are on it today.
What is that?
How do I get it?
What is that?
Because
it?
It's the guy eating the raw meat, so she can't.
Mushrooms?
That is they're my favorite couple ever. I wonder if she ever actually throws up or if she just dry heaves.
I don't know, dude.
There's got to be a point where sometimes she pukes, right?
Yeah, I imagine so.
Because that is so
it's
strong.
The reflex. Yeah. I mean, me dry heave watching her dry heave.
Ugh.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, she's sweet, though. They're sweet.
They're
couple.
Very sweet, yeah. I really like
Gosh.
It.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So,
yeah.
I took you on the hill climb today
that
you did halfsies on.
Yeah.
And we ran into a neighbor.
Oh my gosh, yes.
A couple actually.
Well, let me tell you why.
Okay.
So we trot out we walk around our neighborhood. We seldom do. And you are the belle of the ball.
No.
They all come out. No. We've gotten invited to everyone's home for dinner. Four different dinner invitations. Just this week alone. And when you trot out there, all the dads come out and they're like, "What's that, Tom Segura?" And they all come out with their weights, walking in their crazy hats, and they want to talk shop with you. "I got a funny joke for you." And they want to tell you the jokes.
That's not true.
Yeah, huh?
So, well, no, they're, look.
He's the belle of the ball.
Stop. So we have very nice neighbors.
It's like The Bachelor.
Right?
The Bachelorette. You have to give somebody a rose. Yeah. Who are you going to give your rose to?
But aren't they the nicest for real, though?
Like I've never had neighbors like this. I've never experienced the kindness that we've received in Austin.
It really has been great.
Really sweet people.
And I know actual neighbors like I've never known before. But this one neighbor today, he's like, "Hey," he goes, "I want to ask you something." And I go, "Okay, what's up?" He goes, "You know, I was watching one of your specials." And I was like, uh-oh.
It's never a good start to the convo.
Because you don't know where that's going to go. I don't know if it was going to be like, "Hey, you know, my mother." Or whatever.
Yeah, I'm Christian.
Yeah, so he goes, "You know, you were going on this motherfucker thing?" I was like, "What?" And he goes, "You probably don't remember because you," I go, "It's true, I do forget bits, you know, because you do them, you shoot it, you shelve it, and you start working on new stuff." So I obviously, I can remember it, but he's like, "You know that motherfucker thing you do?" And I was like, "Mm-mm." He goes, "You know, like talking about the word motherfucker." I'm like, "I do a bit about that? I don't even remember this."
I don't either, actually.
So he's like, "But that kind of begs the question, you know, how that term came about?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "So how many guys you think do it?" And I go, "Do what?" And he's like,
"What?"
He's like, "Fuck their mothers." And I go, "Oh." I go, he goes, "Can't be many, right?" I go, "It can't be many, but it's more than you want it to be, you know?"
Yeah. And literally, this is Tom and I, like, walking up the hill, like, "I don't know, dude."
No. And then,
motherfucker, yeah, I don't know.
I go down the hill, because what I do, because I learned from Sean that you can go up more than once.
Yeah.
So I go down the hill with him, and he's like, "I mean, how many guys do you think do it?" I go, "I don't know, man, but it's definitely more than you want it to be." And he goes, "Yeah." And then I turn around and go up the hill, and he's going to go the other way. He goes, "I'll keep walking with you." So we turn around, and we start going up the hill, and he's like, "I mean, it has to be, right? It has to be." He's like, "What gets you to fuck your mother, you think?" And I was like, it's got to be trauma. He goes, "Trauma?" I'm like, "Yeah, or like a personality disorder, abuse, you know?"
Yeah.
"Or like your mom's real hot, and you just can't wait to fuck her." And he's like, "Yeah." He goes, "Now." And we keep talking. He's like, "Now there's daughter fuckers."
He
goes, "That's probably a higher number." I go, "Yeah, but no one says you daughter fucker. You know, they say motherfucker."
True.
And then we kept talking, go down the hill again. I turn around and go back up the hill. And he goes, "Well, I'm going to go this way now." I go, "Okay, I'll see you." And then at the end of the walk, he comes up to me and he goes, "No, that's not what it is." Like he had thought about this, right? And I go,
he thought about it. He revised his opinion.
"What's not?" He goes, "It's not people who fuck their mothers. And I go, okay. He goes, it's supposed to describe a mean person.
Yeah.
It's somebody who would fuck your mother.
Oh,
that's
wait.
What it comes from. And I was like, you're right. You're right. Like, wow. the etymology has to be
right.
That, like, this guy's a motherfucker. Because what's the ultimate disrespect is disrespecting someone's
to fuck
mother.
Someone's mom.
So the way to describe someone who's mean or a real asshole is like, fuck your mom.
He'll fuck your mom.
That's a motherfucker.
Bro, you just blew my mind.
He blew my mind.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I was
shout
like,
out to the neighbor for
go,
blowing our minds.
I go, you know, I never really thought about it. And when he planted the seed of like someone who fucks their mother, I was like, ugh, yeah, I guess I never really thought about it.
It was a hot topic. And then I heard you guys, like we crossed paths and I
but
got
he
in
definitely
on the debate.
Nailed it.
No, he nailed it. Because then I started asking, I was like, well, are there some societies that
yes.
condone fucking your mom?
For
and,
sure, yeah.
Or is it
and we've
desirable?
Been to, we've been to war with them. So, yeah. Yeah, he. But he nailed
it. Which country's that?
You know.
But yeah, what an interesting chat.
Yeah.
For a morning stroll.
That was a morning stroll.
This morning, he came out guns blazing.
He did.
That was pretty great.
I like. He was doing fucking weight. He was carrying weights and doing lunges.
I know. He's a powerhouse.
And he's 20 years older than me.
I like these people in our neighborhood. They're all very, very bright.
Yeah.
Kind.
Driven, good people.
Sweet
yeah.
people.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, cool. I'm glad. I'm looking forward to making better friends with them.
Yeah.
So we also had our son's 6th birthday a while back. And listen, bros, it was 20 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I outsourced it. I learned the lesson. Don't have 20 kids in your house. So I set it up at this local, you know, game place. And it was rad. We did a Pac-Man cake, glow-in-the-dark party. It was wild.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed culturally is that dads really do their own thing. For instance, I saw, so the moms all, you know, especially in the South, I think it's a little more segregated socially.
Some
the
kids
women
showed
the
up,
women.
Mom only.
A lot.
Right?
And that happens a lot at the kinder parties because the moms will go, oh, my husband's golfing today, or he's getting a massage. She's no interest in coming to a kinder party. Like, who the fuck wants to go to a kinder party?
Of course.
Obviously. But yes, so.
But some, yeah, so it was a lot of moms with their kid
mm-hmm.
or kids, and then you saw couples come, mom and dad. I don't think we had any dads solo. It
no.
was moms and dads.
It's mom all day. Moms and dads, and the dads, at one point, I saw like three in the hallway.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was the best.
So their kids are in like the little party room, and the dads are just congregating like, what's up, man? Like just shooting the shit.
The total avoidant dads that are like, I'm in the hallway. I'm not
Another
even
dad,
in, I'm not even
a
into
dad
this.
Brought a book.
That's the best dad.
He brought a book.
I didn't see that.
That was awesome. I saw him. I was like, oh, and he had a fucking big ass book. He's like, I'm just going to sit over here and read this while these kids fuck around. And then.
Reading dads.
Now, here's the thing. I was engaged for a while.
You did great.
I welcomed the parents and the kids. I gave out like cards, like these little cards. For the
game
kids
cards.
Game
they
cards.
Could play games with.
I went into the game place. I took our son.
You played with Juju
and
Ellis.
And but I'm saying Ellis's birthday, so I would take him, and he asked me to play again. I played every game he wanted me to play. I watched him. He's like, watch me do this again. And I would watch him do it 15 times. But it also, it ran into being like, it was like hour three where I noticed that this place had a massage chair. And you know who I noticed in that chair? Another dad.
Yeah, the dads.
Another dad was in it.
There's
as soon as he popped up.
Yeah. There's a dad area.
I popped in.
There's my husband at our 6-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah.
I think you'd put a half hour worth of time in your massage chair. Because I was like, I was with Juju and I was like, where's Tommy? Has anyone seen my husband?
Yeah.
And then someone just points and I see this and I'm like, I have to get a picture. This is absurd.
Yeah.
This is the 6th birthday. But brilliant move on this place. They know exactly the parents' needs. Let me tell you why this place is great. They've got all these massage chairs and then just the loungy chairs. They serve beer, wine, snacks, sugar, everything. They do everything.
It's pretty awesome.
All they need is a nap lounge for the parents, and it would be like complete. But
I was fully cooked at that point.
Fully cooked.
Yeah.
Fully cooked. This is so funny, dude. Look at you.
It really does make me want one of those chairs.
I know. Can I say I've wanted one since I was seven?
I want to find out what the best fucking chair is. I'm serious.
Make Bert get you one for your next gift.
It's not expensive enough.
Oh,
but
what? Oh my God. This is so we'll have him get us two, one for each of us.
More like seven. Yeah.
Oh my God, Tom.
Yeah, that looks pretty wild. That looks like it's a pod.
What?
Can we click on that?
Let's see what the most elaborate
look at that
massage chair.
Hold on.
I want one that makes it fully dark.
Google best massage chair reviews. And we'll see. It's gotta be.
What about one that cranks your dick too? Like a hand comes out and just J's your D for you.
I would sign up for that as well.
And he likes that one.
Oh, this is like, okay.
Let's see it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know.
It has some weight to it, you know?
I know.
Really wraps you in.
Should we put it in the bedroom? In the bedroom.
The bedroom.
Yeah, so you can just go right to sleep.
I mean, I would be
the kids
super
would
into
fuck
this.
It up so fast,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, those two little guys.
Maybe we just have it in the studio.
It's not a bad idea.
Fat fucking chance.
Well, if there's any massage chair companies listening that would like to sponsor one,
actually, we could.
Studios.
We could keep it here in the studio, but we would have it in a room with a door lock that only I have. But it'd be a glass door, so you could look at it.
So you could watch you smiling.
Yeah. What is? How about this? Best massage chair,
or most expensive massage chair?
Well,
I'm curious.
Okay.
How much do you think you could spend on a massage chair?
I mean, that one looks pretty crazy. The Inada Robo massage chair with facial recognition. Yes, we could put it so it's only my face allows it to work.
Stupid. So stupid.
And everyone's like, how does this thing turn on when Tom sits in it? Yeah. How about that? Yeah, let's see. What is the most expensive massage chair? That's another interesting one.
Maybe
it's got to be.
Maybe
outrageous.
Good boys get massage chairs for Christmas.
Oh my God,
Chris and Danny.
Yep, the two good boys.
Oh, let's see that one.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
It tells you can't afford it. Wow. Let's see. I don't know. Does that like come with the car?
Yeah, I don't understand why the Ferrari's.
This one's $30,000.
$30,000? What does it say about it? I can't read it.
Vital signs measurement, fingerprint authentication.
That's what's up.
Lamborghini license design.
But that's why you're paying. It's really because it's the Lamborghini designed it. Scroll to the next. Is there another one or is it just a list of one? See, this one was in the other. That thing looks insane. A hybrid massage mechanism, automatic shiatsu point search system, 5-finger massage technique. Oh, see, because like cheaper ones just have like one thing. This makes it feel like there's a hand, I bet. It says 5-finger. Heating function, facial recognition, voice adjustment. That's
Babe,
fucking 14 grand.
$14,000.
I will order one today.
Oh my God.
Scroll to the next one. And that was the other one, the Daiwa. I like that feels like a pod. Like you can You could really
get
like
dark
escape
in
that. You know what I need to do? Go try these.
Yeah, where?
I don't know.
The sharper image. Remember they used to have these?
They don't have that.
Sharper. Not that level. Yeah. Babe, you have your eyes shut at the arcade place. Like you're fully.
I was done.
Your hands folded on your chest, eyes shut.
Yeah.
I mean, cooked.
I was fully done.
Cooked.
Yeah.
That was exhausting as fuck, dude. You're so funny. And your velour dad.
Oh, man.
Jacket. Oh,
all right,
this
is good. Send me that link. I might get me a treat.
I've always wondered, would you really use it, though, if you had it, you know?
I think a big thing is where that thing is.
It's huge.
Like, no, I'm saying in proximity,
like
in your house, yeah.
Like, you have to put it somewhere where kids can't get to you while you're using it. Like, for instance, this morning, you know, Julian's crying.
I could take that one chair out of my office. The, like, the chair that someone else sits in.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? And make that a massage. You massage your little asshole in that chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it had, what if you could custom your massage chair and you're like, I also
massage
want my.
Massage your little hole.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I want my asshole massaged.
And they're like, what?
And you're like, fucking make it.
I'm like, you know where my prostate is, right?
Yeah. Okay, you come.
Yeah, cum chair.
Yeah. That's and pretty
then
cool.
It cleans you up too.
I like it.
It like wipes you down.
Hot towel comes out. Yeah. Cleans you all off. No, you forgot it right up here. All right.
Like the Jetsons.
Let me show you
it's
this.
The future.
Though. The future.
Flying cars and.
Just
and,
call it the cum chair.
And chairs that'll jack you off.
You gotta get it going, bud.
Oh, no.
This is so awesome.
Uh-oh.
We actually get to see, I didn't know we had this, Fed Smoker working a case.
No.
I've never seen him work a case.
Wow.
And it actually looks like a student film. Like, it looks like a shitty student film of like, all right, you're a detective and you're down and out and you sleep in your car and you, and you drink and you smoke too much, but you got to solve this case, you know?
Yeah.
What's your name, ma'am?
God, he looks so young.
I'm a dispatcher at the Clinton Police Department.
What's your operator number?
29.
29. What's so hard about that? What'd you pause for? She's just scared about. Look, when's the chief going to be in? Ding, ding, motherfucker. I asked you when the fucking chief's going to be in. Don't fucking play riddle games with me, motherfucker, okay?
He's on the case.
He's on the case.
Yeah.
And it's like a bad script. Like, I could have written this script in college. Like,
yeah.
Ding, ding, motherfucker.
And he's got his Magnum PI shirt on and shades. Like, he is on the case.
Flames all over his shirt.
He's rad. What's in his hand? That it's like a pipe?
I don't know.
A lead pipe?
I think it might be a recorder.
That's good. Yeah. He would always collect multiple recordings. So he's got the camera going, the audio only recording. Yeah.
But he does have, don't you fucking kick me under the table.
I didn't kick you.
He's got all his teeth.
This is early. Good. I mean, his hair looks better. His skin looks better. This is before things changed.
Yeah. He's got good hair too.
But he's definitely super aggressive.
Yeah, super. But this is kind of what Danny's hair was like before the cut. Wouldn't you say?
It does have a real Danny vibe.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I was so unsettled by it. I was like, is that Fed Smoker? Yeah.
You had Fed?
Sheriff.
How you doing, Sheriff? What's your name, buddy? Ding, ding! I asked you what your fucking name is, motherfucker. Oh, yeah? You gonna do this, huh? You're going on the net as a baby raper after I get your name now, buddy, okay?
I mean, I'm like, can't you see this playing at like a first-year film student? Like, they're like, okay, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I have friends that made movies like this in college.
Yeah, I made shit like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is good. I actually like this.
And
I prefer
would be sitting
this.
There in the corner like, do you like my film? It's called Herc, the True Fed Smoker. Yeah. It's about a guy who's on a plight for justice.
Yeah.
He's putting away bad cops.
Putting away bad cops.
Especially the ones that molest children.
Yeah. Okay? Oh, my God.
And he's like, I think the language is pretty aggressive. Ding, ding, motherfucker.
That's really funny. I like that. That's like his yippee-ki-yay motherfucker. You know? That's his catchphrase.
That's his
catchphrase. Ding,
ding, ding.
Are you going to give me your name, buddy?
Tell me who's calling. I'm going to do that.
This is Connell Peterson. Okay? Huh?
Connell Peterson?
Connell. Connald Peterson. What's your name?
I'm the sheriff here.
Well, what's your name, buddy? Don't be scared to give your name. I'm calling about murder, buddy, okay? Possible murder. I want to know what happened to that retarded kid.
I definitely wrote the script.
Yeah. Is this yours?
Yeah, I could definitely see me being like, and then he just wants to know what happened to the retarded kid.
God.
Oh, my God.
Do you know anything about a kid that was mentally challenged or retarded that got murdered?
Pardon,
Mr.? Pardon?
I'm having trouble hearing you on your phone.
Why don't you stick the phone up to your ear and try to listen, okay? Okay, what do and do what? Because the whole world's going to hear this. What's your name anyways?
You don't need to know my name.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get your name in about 3 seconds, okay? After I call the State Patrol, we're going to track your name, okay? Okay, and I think you talked square enough to where I'm not going to put you on the net as a baby raper for your blog and build a YouTube site around your name, okay?
I mean, you'd at least have to commend some of these filmmaking skills.
I think this is one of the most compelling videos. Yes, I prefer this era of his work, the early years.
This is when he still had some sense to him.
It deteriorated rapidly.
He has a sense of drama.
I love it.
Yeah, and I performance.
There's a storyline. I'm looking for the retarded kid.
Who was murdered.
Yeah. He never had that through line, like a sense of justice. It was always this vague baby raping story, but this is a specific kid we're looking for.
And he definitely has this sheriff scared. This guy is scaring a law enforcement person, like, a sheriff, into not giving. He's like, you don't need to know my name. He's like, yeah, I'll fucking put you on YouTube, baby raper. And the guy's like, scared. He's scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's running for his life.
He is, yeah.
Got him on the run. Good job, Fed Smoker.
Yeah.
This is Connell Peterson.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like an actor in a movie, right?
Yeah, he's going for that. Which is interesting to see his creative choices early on. Like, he's got kind of like a Bruce Willis quality in Die Hard.
You would see this guy, you know, he could have been the bad guy in a movie.
Yeah.
I think he could have played
a villain.
It. Yeah.
Interesting.
And we saw him, you know, sing before and play piano. I bet he had a pretty good artistic side to him. You know?
Yeah, he's creative.
He could deliver a line.
Yeah. I asked you what your fucking name is, motherfucker.
Yeah. Right?
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I bet you wish you could cast him in something, huh?
I know. That'd be awesome.
I want to know what happened to that retarded kid.
Wouldn't it be great if we could write a movie with all the cool guys?
Yeah.
And cast them all. I mean, the ones that are still alive.
That's the thing, is that number keeps going down.
There's not a lot left.
I know. Hey, I'm going to take a leak and then we'll do talks.
Sure, a leak out of where?
Out of my dick hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Heard you bitches was looking for me. Best part of the day.
Bitch, here I go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still love TikTok. It's been a different vibe on there lately, but I found some like silly bangers for you. I found some dark.
Why is the vibe changing?
It always is in flux creatively. Like, what's going on? A lot of people are reposting their best video of the year that got the most hits.
Oh, yeah. End of year stuff is happening, right?
So I'm seeing a lot of really quality talks being that I maybe have missed the first time around. So that was pretty cool. Yeah. But I'm excited to see which ones we're going to look at today.
Let's see where this shit goes.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. So this one I thought you liked because it's educational. I don't know if you remember as a kid growing up, you would see those guys in National Geographic with the lip plates. It's an aesthetic choice in some African tribes. But
is that one of those guys?
It's a lip plate guy. And you often wonder, like, well, how do they drink water? And my whole life, I've like, how do they eat? How do they drink?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is one of those neat talks that shows you how.
So they have to put a second thing in their
mouth. Let's watch the footage again, because I've watched it four or five times that I'm not sure either.
Turned around by it that... See here.
So there's two plates, upper and that's the lower.
Oh, right.
And he fills that with water. It looks like.
Yeah, I gotta tell you something. I fucking hate this video.
Well, you know, you're just culturally insensitive, Tom.
I didn't like that at all.
I know. Remember, like, when you would see as a kid those women with the rings around their necks, you know, like in tribes too? Mm-hmm. It's a sign of great beauty, how many rings the woman has.
Yeah, yeah. Those are kind of, like, cooler, though. Like, I mean, it definitely throws you. You're like, holy shit. But it's like those eight rings around her neck, and she has this long, crazy neck.
It's gorgeous,
you know, yeah,
actually.
They're beautiful. It's like, it's unnatural.
Yeah.
But, you know, the lip thing is like...
There they are. Yeah. Well, even that, but that's a moderate one. Like, yeah, they're like that woman. Yeah. Holy mackerel. So when they take those rings off, the women's necks sometimes they break because they've been supposed. I don't know what I said that was amusing for you, but.
I was just picturing it.
That part made you LOL.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, like if you were to take that woman's rings off, especially the older one, because you put them on when you're a young woman and you get them the older you get, like her neck would just not be able to support itself.
Yeah.
And her, she'd just go. But that's cool. You think that's funny. The lip
There's
play.
No way more than half of our listenership didn't think that was funny.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Look at that one. Look how tall that is.
That neck is breaking when you take those off. For sure, that head's going to go.
Yeah. But, like, I guess they can, they're pushing your shoulders down and stretching.
Yeah, it's not, that's too much.
It's too much.
Well, how about that one's click pretty. That link, neck elongation, rare facts and stories. Like, I want to know what actually happens there because that is quite fascinating. Let's see. Scroll down a little more. The origins have been used by cultures in Africa and Asia for thousands of years. Oh, back to the 11th century.
Damn.
I did not know that. Oh, there's a little girl. Doesn't know her neck's not going to work one day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She looks pretty, right? It's used to elongate the neck.
Another legend claims that the neck rings were used to make the women of the village less attractive. So that the men of the neighboring tribes would be less likely to kidnap them.
Huh.
Wow. If the goal was to make the women look ugly, then the neck rings had the opposite effect. Yeah, it's true. It gave them that elegant, beautiful appearance. A long neck is just,
Like me, an ostrich.
Mm-hmm. Very ostrich-like.
They symbolize wealth. So she's good. Got gold, right?
Yeah.
Greens for the monies, gold for the
honeys. Most aren't rings at all. Oh, here we go. They are coils of brass, gold, all. As the neck is extended, the old coil is removed and a new, longer one is added. The neck rings can weigh as much as 20 pounds. The neck rings don't make necks longer.
Oh, that looks like
contrary to popular
down.
Belief, the use of neck rings doesn't really make the wearer's neck longer, but it does give the illusion of length. The rings actually push the collarbone and ribs down, making the neck look longer. If attempts were made to truly lengthen the neck by stretching it, serious damage can be done. It could result in paralysis and even be fatal. The use of neck rings, however, does cause the wearer's neck muscles to weaken. Of course, because you're never engaging your own muscles. Holy shit.
Yeah, so it pushes down into your collarbone. Okay. Essentially mushes everything there.
I'm good.
Goof. But the lip plate, what's the utility? That's just a purely aesthetic reason.
Beautiful
obviously
aesthetics, yeah.
It's not very practical. He can't even drink water without putting in a disc there. All right, let's see what's going on.
I really don't like this.
Why?
I just don't like it.
You don't want a lip plate?
I don't like it.
Can I get you
one?
I
don't like the way that looks.
I'll give you $100 to get a lip plate.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a massage chair today. I could use that money.
I mean, I guess it's cool because you always have a plate to put your snacks on. You know, like you walk around and you're like.
And you go like this. And they fall right in your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I wish I had somewhere.
You know what? You convinced me.
I wish I had somewhere to put these almonds.
Jesus.
And then
right,
you just
take
put
it
them
off,
on your
man.
Plate.
Jesus.
Fuck.
Something that you may not know about Amazon is that when you purchase an item from them, sometimes they will send you an item that has been previously returned. So keep an eye out for this label. If you see this on a product, it means it's been returned.
That was an educational one.
I
thought
one.
You would like that.
I like that one.
They're trying to pull a fast one on you, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Something that's been returned. You don't want that shit. Don't compliment that Amazon, bitch.
Yeah.
LPN, if it says LPNN and the numbers and stuff.
Yeah, so you're getting somebody else's shit.
Yeah.
You call Amazon, you go, hey, what's your fucking name? You get their fucking name. You tell them you're going to fucking put them on a list.
But isn't that the worst when you go to a retail store and you pick up the box and you can tell it's been clearly repatched up and you're like, I'm not buying someone's nasty secondhand shit.
Mm-mm.
It could just be that it was just the box is open, but still, you feel like you want a freshie.
You go buy boxers and all those dry, fucking crusty stuffs on the front. You're like,
yeah.
Somebody already came in these.
Yeah. Somebody already came. Yeah. It's like when you buy your massage chair for $20,000. Somebody already came in this chair. I want a brand new one.
Brand new. New, new, new.
New, new, new. That new, new.
Never marry a useless woman. Just like you wouldn't hire a useless employee.
Yeah.
Marriage isn't about love, guys.
My mom told me.
And love isn't what we've been told it is. Love has nothing to do with emotions.
What?
And marriage has nothing to do with emotions. But if you get emotionally involved, emotionally invested, lustful and attached with your sex goggles on, you're not going to see that this woman is a bad hire.
This dude knows what's up. Mm. I like this guy.
Mm-hmm. I just like how he puts stuff, too. Like,
yeah.
She's a fucking bitch, dumb bitch.
I like these direct guys.
Samesies.
A lot of us, they speak in this, like, you know, like, what? What are you trying to say? This soft language.
Pussy love languages. Yeah.
This guy's
feelings.
Like, that bitch is a bad hire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's right, because when you got your pussy goggles on, like, let's say you're getting laid on the regs.
I do think guys like this, though, have had really hurtful things happen to them.
I think so. And I think it started before their dating life. I think it happened with mommy.
Could be. Or it could be like a devastating thing happened in a relationship, you know.
Yes. And they got really hurt.
Yeah.
And now all those bitches.
Like, all fucking women are don't marry a useless woman.
Well, I mean, look.
That's a term I haven't heard for
a
dating.
Useless woman.
This bitch is useless. God.
Useless.
It's so aggressive. Yeah.
But I wouldn't marry a quote useless.
Well, none of us. Nobody should marry a useless person.
Yeah, it's unattractive. Yeah,
of course. Who are you dating? Just this useless guy. Yeah, totally useless.
Fucking good for nothing.
Hi, I'm Tom from Minnesota, and I want to know who wants to play reindeer games.
Uh-oh. Where's this going?
Maybe it's you.
Well, I didn't really understand it. I was hoping you could explain.
I can't explain.
What's going on?
I'll tell you exactly what's happening. Exactly. This guy.
Yeah.
In some way knows those whip. Like, he doesn't necessarily know their names, but somebody who he knows maybe had like an office party, and then that, you know, he was looking at that person's pictures and he sees these three young, beautiful women and they're wearing antlers. And he's like, he's excited. He laughed. And he also is like, they're cute and they're fun. And men go, how can I get a cute girl's attention?
Oh.
And he thinks it's fun to say, reindeer games. Because they have antlers on.
Yeah.
And then he filmed himself and he's showing them like, I'm me and you know, aren't I fun?
Right. Yeah. Okay, so that's the male perspective. Now, as the female, I go, why are you showing me pictures of other women? I'm not attracted to you now.
In his brain, somewhere, he thinks that those girls will see this video.
Oh.
He thinks there's a possibility that they'll see it.
Wow.
And that they'll be like, that was funny.
Yeah. Hey,
games.
Hey, Thomas Knutson.
Hey, Tom from
763.
Yeah.
I saw your TikTok.
Because wasn't that like a Facebook thing or something?
Yeah, what do you guys.
On there that he's looking at? Feels like, oh, I have it here. My bad. Like when he actually sees them, I think it's like, it looks like a real person's picture. You know what I mean? Like
it's an office party.
Yeah, it's like an office party thing. And I bet you he ended up on that, not from like searching reindeer games, but literally it's like, oh, my cousin's son has a, you know, a Facebook account. And he ended up here and was like, reindeer games.
Yeah. So bizarre.
Do you feel the same or no?
Yeah.
Similar?
Very similar. And I think Annie has a really good guess on what's happening here.
Okay,
yeah,
tell me.
I think it could be an email, perhaps, because the picture is a full screen. That's a full screen picture. He's not like on a profile or something. That was a full picture.
Okay.
So it's either email or potentially on his hard drive, you know.
But yes, and if it's an email, it's further in the lane of what I'm saying, in that, like, correct, he is either somebody who he knows sent that, maybe, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
he doesn't know them, but somehow somebody sent it, and it's like there's some.
Okay. It might be his nieces.
Ugh. That's a dark twist. So. And then, okay, so let's add that with someone who doesn't understand that TikTok goes to millions and millions of strangers.
I think he kind of knows that. I think he's hoping that they'd be like, that was so funny. Because even like as a guy,
stop,
even
I swear to God, vomit.
As a guy, you kind of feel like every time you've done, you haven't done this, your version of this, in your brain, it's that you hope that the girl goes,
like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That was so funny. When you were wants to play reindeer games? My pussy got so wet.
Yeah.
Is that what he's hoping will happen?
Kind of. I mean, he actually, you know that that's not going to happen, like,
yeah,
literally like that. But you kind of hope that the girl will be like, that was so funny.
Oh, my God, Tom, you're so funny.
Yeah, and then, like,
oh, my God,
you get that dopamine drip. And you're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is how
delusion.
This old guy is doing, like, the basically what every guy kind of tries to. He's just doing it poorly. You know what I mean?
Right. It's same.
He's
similar,
out of practice,
similars.
And he doesn't. He's like, "How do you make a TikTok?"
Oh, yeah. God. Oh God, it's so embarrassing. stay with it, Tom. Don't look away. It's kind of cool. That's impressive. I mean, that's a skill, dude. Yeah, I mean, you don't see any similarities to another skill she might possess.
A girl gives good neck, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
You think she does?
I mean, yeah.
You think she is like
a
fierce?
Yeah, she's not afraid of much. I think she's pretty fucking in it. Yeah, she's fearless, dude.
It's fucking awesome.
I know. But again, with these mukbangs, it's the sauce. I mean, that shit looks tasty. I'm
Stop.
Always interested in it.
Stop.
I love seafood. Is this you at the gym?
Oh, he's back at it
again. They're like, he's back at it again. They know. This dude is hilarious.
Yeah.
He's wearing loafers. What looks like either tight jeans and like a fucking button down. And you see this in gyms sometimes. Not this is hilarious. And there's a bunch of those Instagram accounts that like just are dedicated to those people filming.
Oh, is there really?
Oh, yeah.
Gyms?
Yeah. Like gym fails and all these like psychos who are not working out. Like that didn't do anything. What he did. He went from here to, he was like, he didn't go back and he didn't extend. He can't handle that weight at all. But his ego is so fucking out of proportion that he's going to tell people, he's like, yeah, when I do the hammer press, I do like fucking 5 plates. And they're like, oh, wow.
And he goes in a suit and his stomach
is
so.
That was hilarious.
Big.
Look at that. He's getting nothing out of that. Nothing.
Oh, he's going to have a heart attack.
Absolutely nothing.
He needs
nothing.
To stop.
He's just hurting his joints.
Yeah, he's hurting himself.
Oh, here he goes again. Lunatic.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is good. I could see you dating that guy.
No. This is too
nerdy.
That's
not an ex?
Okay, here's the deal, man. Here's the deal, man. I like that bracelet that he's wearing, kind of. I get the arm tights.
Yeah.
I dated guys who wore arm tights and kind of goth.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a fucking nerd, babe. He's a dork.
Okay. All
right? This is too nerdy. Too nerdy. Oh, you're going to like this one.
Come on, big fella.
These dudes are...
All right, guys, don't forget, we're still operating into the wet.
for the top end safari camp.
Look
day
at the size
tour.
Of
come
that
out of here. See this big fella named Porto. And the rest of the crew.
Now that's a croc, mate, because that's Australia.
That is
huge. Spicy this time of year. Wow. Fuck me, came out hard.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the real part of that whole video.
Fuck
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And that's how Aussies are, by the way.
That is so nuts. I wish if you're not you're not watching this and you're just listening, that is a 12 to 15 foot croc.
Easily.
And like it looks like it weighs, I don't know, over 600 pounds. I don't know what it weighs. It's fucking huge.
Well, can we watch it again?
Yeah.
It's amazing. So he's slapping, looks like a leg of a pig or something, slapping it on the water.
Huge.
So the croc knows, here comes dinner.
And he knows exactly where he is.
Here he comes.
Whoa. All right, guys, don't forget, we're still operating into the wet for the top end safari camp.
Look at the size of that fucking
come out of here. See this big fella named Porto?
I mean, three chews. And the rest
oh, right.
Listen to that. Listen to that chest.
He is one big lizard. As he's feisty this time of the year. Wow. Fuck me, came out hard. And the rest of the crew. He is one big lizard.
You're right. It was
negative. I would fucking
shit my pants.
Oh my God.
And it was chomp, 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 gone.
Gone. Yeah.
A leg of some animal.
And if fucking that dude had just like slipped backwards when he was backing up. Jesus Christ.
Dude, so when I was on Road Rules in Australia, we stayed on a crocodile farm. This guy in the middle of nowhere owned a crocodile farm. He and his two sons. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now listen to this. So one night he was out on his territory, right? It's a huge, many, many acres. And he got stuck in a fucking trap somewhere on his, in his property. And overnight stayed in this trap. His leg was stuck in the trap. And overnight, all these fucking snakes were crawling all over him. Everything in the world bit this guy in the night. And they finally found him the next day. Of course, he had contracted malaria. So I mean, and you don't ever get rid of malaria. You just have flare-ups and attacks. And yeah, that was this guy. And they totally like this. This guy's like, I got like 50 crocs. I gotta feed them this and that.
I would
they
be so pissed
shit.
At this guy if he was like, you want to see a croc? And I was like... Yeah, all right.
I don't say a little
and then
baby
this is the
one.
Experience. I'm like, the fuck are you doing, man? I'd be so upset.
So upsetting.
I know.
That thing is a beast.
One time I got fucking wasted. I drank a whole bottle of fucking vegetable oil. I beer funneled it, and it lined all my fucking liver and kidneys and stomach, dude. And I swear to God, my belly filled up with urine, but I couldn't fucking pee, dude. Because the water would beat up and it would get stuck in my fucking urethra, dude. I had to go to the ER.
This is literally if Bert didn't find comedy. Like, if Bert didn't find comedy, he would be putting Brad is fire tox out. Yeah. He'd be like, I went to the... He'd have like so many ER stories.
I know.
And then I went to the ER.
Yeah, stupid idiot.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this guy...
Aw, damn.
Yeah, this one's pretty cute. Look at him chilling.
It's another Bert post.
Yeah. Look at that fucking chewing that thing. So cute. Don't you love watching pandas
of
eat?
Of course.
It's the best.
Adorable.
Yeah. That was a sweet
cooking
part.
Food on the weekend
you
and joint.
You already know what the fuck going on. Saturday vibes. Saturday vibes. We get pick your selection and get you an ice cold one. Yeah, you know what's going on. That's what's going on. I would say you come fuck with our grill, but it's surreal. Straight up.
These guys, man. That's unbelievable. That looks like an actual cookout.
It looks amazing. I would want to attend this. He got his chips. He got his cold drinks. It looks like he's making burritos.
I mean, obviously they have help. Obviously,
somebody.
There's a guard who's like, yeah, it's cool. Because they have a fucking open fire going.
Yeah, and an ice bucket.
Yeah, and what is that, 25 burritos? What am I looking at
dude,
here?
Dude, he's feeding the whole block.
Yeah.
I'm guessing these are
buns,
burritos.
And, yeah.
These look like burritos.
Y'all know what it is.
And he's,
we would let you use our grill, but it's too real.
Bro, it's not a grill. That's somebody's bed.
Yeah, I know.
He's using a bed, that and then he's unreal. Burning toilet paper to light the grill. It's genius. These
it's
guys
great.
Are fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would ever come up with this in a million years.
All those prison cooking things are amazing. And also the prison makeup tutorials that the women
would
do.
I love that stuff, man. I live for this stuff.
Very, very impressive.
Yeah, that looks like a blast, dude. I want to get invited.
Go to jail.
Could you imagine if I showed up?
You could send me some cool videos from there.
If I showed up.
Hey, guess what we cooked today?
At the prison party.
What's that?
And like they let me in. What's that, Christina?
Yeah.
Like, oh, hi, guys.
And they teach you how to make this stuff.
That'd be great.
All right, we got to run. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you
Thanks,
have.
Thanks,
Gene. Can we just started, by the way, 2022. This is, man, this would be at the end of this year. October later this year will be year 12 of Your Mom's House.
Unbelievable.
Pretty crazy. We owe it all to you guys yes. for watching, for listening. Thank you for your support. We have so much fun doing the show, and hopefully there's many more years to come.
Yes, Gene's.
All right, we'll see you next time. This is Pegged, OMG. By Odd Track Numbers.
Oh my God! Y'all do